good morning. It's 9:22. Welcome to the Monday edition of The Morning Show. Thank you very much for waking up with us this morning, letting us be a part of your day and part of your life. Well, as promised, Pam Erlandson, I love seeing your smiling face coming in here.
Oh, it's great to be here, Bill.
And just don't come in here enough. You know, that's my only beef with this. But listen, if you're not in here talking music, you're talking blood screenings. And that is what we're going to cover today, because you've got this big event happening here next week.
Next week, we're going to be at the walk-in clinic at St. Francis, 6 a.m. to 9:30.
Okay.
In 10-minute increments for appointments. So people can call 218-643-0123 to make an appointment. And if I don't answer the phone or another Rotarian doesn't answer that rotary phone, pun intended.
love it.
We'll call back and get you scheduled.
Now, you still have slots open, correct?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
More toward the end of the week. A few on Monday, even fewer on Tuesday, but Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we've got openings, and want to fill them if we can.
Pam, walk us through it. People come into these blood screenings. What happens?
Okay. It takes about 10 minutes. They draw a little blood, and then they do so many tests. And it's more than I've heard, it's more than a doctor can order for a physical. So it's a really good health check. It includes now the A1C, which is a long-term blood level, and the TSH, a thyroid-stimulating hormone test. And that's how I found out I had trouble with my thyroid. I had no idea.
Really?
Yeah. And so I'm on medication and taking care of it. And we even had a customer who found out she had leukemia because her blood levels were off, and she got treatment. She's doing great.
Holy smoke. So this is probably one of the best health preventative things you can probably do for yourself.
Oh, it's a real good way to check how are you doing. And a lot of those things are hidden so long. So for $60, you get 2 pages of tests. Well, you get more than 2 pages back in the mail. Mm-hmm. But the tests are listed with the ranges they can be. And then you have an idea. And if there's something severe that shows up, there is a doctor who reviews results and will call and say, you need to see your primary physician. And I got that call when my thyroid was off.
But it's as easy as just going in there and get a blood draw. And they can find all of these things.
Yes. And we've got refreshments, so you don't need to fast anymore. Mm-hmm. You just call, you come in, you're on your way. People time it so they're not late for work. Or sometimes the businesses will allow them the time to come get it done. In fact, a couple years ago, a business actually provided a van so groups of people could come in and get it done. Mm-hmm. We also have businesses that provide a coupon, so they'll cover half the price of it. So it's a really good
health check. You can't beat that. I mean, that is a no-brainer.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And what a way to just make sure that things aren't things aren't going awry with your health.
Right.
You want to give away one of these?
I'd love to.
Okay, they're a $60 value, folks. I'm going to ask a question here that kind of relates. What is the number one cause of death in the U.S.? The number one cause of death. And I'm kind of thinking this, if you get one of these tests done, it could probably tell you where you're headed there.
Hmm.
The number one cause of death in the U.S. for a $60 blood screening.
Just wow.
Give me a call, 642-8488. That is my phone number. And again, this is Rotary doing good things. How many years have you guys been doing this?
Well, for decades.
Really?
I was looking it up, and then I lost track, but I have records going back to 2010. We were doing it before then.
Okay.
So
that's what I thought. You've been in the game for a while.
And It's Essentia and Sanford Clinics and St. Francis. They all team together to help this work.
Fantastic. Well, I got to get on the phone. My phones blew up immediately here. So see if we can get an answer to our question. Hi, KBMW. You are on the air with Bill and Pam. What is the number one cause of death in the U.S.? Do you know?
Heart attack.
Bingo. You got it.
Actually, you got a winner.
It's heart disease, but we'll go with that, too. Who am I talking to? First name only, please.
Darcy.
Darcy, can you hang on the phone with me here just a second? We'll get a phone number and get you set up, okay? Hang on. Darcy knew the answer to that. It's heart disease, but, you know, heart attacks work, and I'm thinking you get one of these screenings, it could probably prevent that, too.
That could be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's so many tests included.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Kidney, liver, you name it, it's included in the test.
And, Pam, again, when is this coming up?
This is next week, October 28th through November 1st. We're going to go through Halloween, so we might have a couple vampires at the blood screenings.
I love it.
And we'll be at the walk-in clinic at St. Francis. Appointments are needed, so 218-643-0123. And that number rolls over to the Rotary phone.
All right.
And we'll get people scheduled when they call.
Pam, great to have you in here. As always, stop back again and give us an update on this, would you please?
Oh, it's great to see you, Bill. Thank you so much.
But Pam Erlinson talking community blood screenings again. That's next week. And the phone number, very easy to remember, 643-0123.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack recently outlined their efforts to help storm victims with recovery. Vilsack spoke at an event in Pennsylvania.
And we at USDA are doing what we can to help those who have lost so much, those who have lost loved ones, and those who have lost their livelihoods. At President Biden's direction, USDA has been working hard to accelerate recovery efforts from both hurricanes and has been closely coordinating with FEMA to get response and recovery resources out to those who need it the most as quickly as possible. Now, this work has included more than 8,000 federal employees who are actively engaged on site to lead a full federal response. USDA alone has hundreds of responders engaged in immediate response and recovery efforts in state and across the region. Our in-state staff is on staff. Incident management teams are deployed in the southeast, and we're coordinating work for debris removal and cleanup, the first step in that recovery effort. Our teams are also providing key support to FEMA and the national response efforts, including daily assessments of the damage.
The Department of Agriculture announced an additional $250 million in automatic payments for distressed direct and guaranteed farm loan borrowers under Section 22006 of the Inflation Reduction Act. With the assistance of more than 4,600 producers across the country, we'll see another production season. That's according to Zach Duchesneau, the Farm Service Agency Administrator. Some 4,600 financially distressed farmers who owe money to the USDA direct and guaranteed loans will share $250 million in payments from the government. The USDA said it has provided roughly $2.4 billion in assistance, including that announced last week, to 43,900 distressed borrowers with funding from the 2022 climate, health care, and tax law. The new round of money will go to borrowers who did not receive assistance previously. It would be split into $235 million for delinquent loans and $15 million for borrowers with shared appreciation agreements on their guaranteed loans.
This is Ag Central.